Offside.
Jezusovi begunci. Nemška policija je zunaj evangeličansko-luteranske cerkve v Berlinu prijela afganistanskega prosilca za azil, ki je imel v cerkvi zatočišče. Oblasti so ga konec prejšnjega tedna skladno z dublinsko uredbo deportirale na Švedsko. To so storile le nekaj dni, preden je bil njegov primer avtomatično predan Nemčiji. Afganistanec je v Nemčiji imel zatočišče v cerkvi župnije v Šteglicu na jugozahodu Berlina. Tam je užival tako imenovani cerkveni azil. Šlo je za enega od štirih afganistanskih beguncev, za katere je bilo pristojno zvezdno mesto Hamburg in ki so se pred deportacijo zatekli v Berlin. V Nemčijo so se z Švedske preselili, ko jim je vlada nacionalističnih švedskih demokratov preklicala dovoljenje za bivanje in zanje izdala odredbo o deportaciji v Afganistan. Vsi štirje so spreobrnjenci v krščanstvo, zaradi česar jim v Afganistanu od talibanskega prevzema oblasti leta 2021 grozi smrtna kazen. Primer Afganistanca, ki se je pred deportacijo neuspešno zatekel v berlinsko cerkev, povzame berlinski dopisnik portala Euractiv Nik Alipur.
There's a church in Berlin, Steglitz, with a pastor who has sort of built a community of converted Christians from Iran and Afghanistan in his congregation. And he has repeatedly taken in refugees who have converted to Christianity from those countries, who he was protecting via church asylum being the process of the church requesting that the state respects or grants asylum to certain people who they consider to be a particular risk, in this case because they're Christians in Muslim countries that are particularly hostile towards Christians on their own territory. There were four Afghans here who the pastor Gottfried Martens was shielding with the permission of the government, but another regional government in Germany that was responsible for them, the government of Hamburg, that government wanted to deport those four Afghan migrants that the pastor was sheltering to Sweden, where they had originally reached European territory, meaning Sweden was responsible for their asylum claims. And as far as I am aware, in this particular case, Berlin refused to let Hamburg deport them from Berlin's territory. However, because of church asylum, however, one of the migrants, as he shouldn't have done, and for reasons that the pastor himself is not entirely sure about, briefly left the church's territories, meaning the protection he was granted via church asylum elapsed for that moment that he was outside of the church's ground, and then police was waiting for him, snatched him up, and, well, he was brought to Hamburg, from which he was deported very quickly to Sweden.
Po dublinskem sistemu je prošnjo za azil dolžna obravnavati prva država Evropske unije, v katero prosilec vstopi. Druga država lahko prosilce deportira nazaj v državo vstopa, vendar imajo oblasti za to na voljo pol leta, sicer morajo obravnavo prošnje avtomatično prevzeti, na kar je računal deportirani Afganistanec. Nekatere župnije begunce nastanijo v stanovanjih v lasti cerkve, begunci se preživljajo sami, otroci pa hodijo v šole. Cerkve v Šteglicu si cerkveni azil razlaga ožje in azilanti zato spijo v cerkvi. Zanje skrbi kongregacija in tako zemljišča cerkve praviloma ne zapuščajo. Afganistanca so berlinski policisti v civilu opazovali iz avtomobila in aretirali, ko se je oddaljil od cerkvenega dvorišča. V cerkev, kjer je Afganistanec bival, policisti niso vdrli. To je bila kompromisna rešitev berlinskega župana Kaja Wegnera, ki ni hotel neposredno prekršiti cerkvenega azila, kar je od njega zahteval župan Hamburga Peter Čečner. Spor med regijama glede spoštovanja cerkvenega azila opiše Alipur.
Deportations are a matter of regional governments in Germany because it's a federal state, it's organized in a federal way. And church asylum is granted by the national government, but if in this case, you know, obviously on request of the church, but in this case, the migrants had entered through Hamburg. Hamburg was responsible for them. Hamburg is known among church circles for being particularly harsh about migration at the moment and for cracking down on church asylum in particular, which is sort of not really a which is not a fixed legal status, but rather conventions that governments and police can choose to respect. And Hamburg has in recent times moved to dismantle church asylum, the convention itself. And so it asked Berlin, on whose territory the Afghans were being sheltered, to do the same and also, if you will, violate church asylum. But Berlin is known for being more lenient about church asylum, and the police refused, after which the mayor of Hamburg actually wrote a very angry letter to the mayor of Berlin complaining that church asylum was being abused. But yeah, so in the end, the police in Berlin refused to violate church asylum, but still snatched up the migrant when he left the church's grounds.
Tako imenovani cerkveni azil pravne veljave nima. Župnije v primeru cerkvenega azila izkoristijo nenapisano načelo, da policija na območja cerkve ne vstopa in prosilcem za azil ponudijo začasno zatočišče pred deportacijo ter na ta način posredujejo med begunci in državo. S tem jim omogočijo pritožbo in ponovno obravnavo njihovega primera ali čakanje na iztek roka za deportacijo po dublinskem sistemu. Cerkvena posest v Nemčiji sicer nima nobene zavezujoče pravne zaščite, je pa Nemški zvezni urad za migracije in begunce leta 2015 sprejel nezavezujoč sporazum s katoliško in protestantsko cerkvijo, po katerem bi v večini primerov urad cerkveni azil spoštoval. Po dogovoru župnije svoj azil odobrijo le kot zadnjo možnost begunce v primeru skrajne stiske, ki jo sicer ugotavljajo po lastnih kriterijih. O tem pa obvestijo državne oblasti. Zvezni migracijski urad to v večini primerov sprejme in ob predložitvi dokumentacije ponovno preuči primere beguncev, ki so za tako imenovani azil zaprosili cerkev. Gibanje za priznanje cerkvenega azila se je začelo leta 1983 po samomoru turškega državljana Cemala Kemala Altuna, ki je pred deportacijo iz zahodne Nemčije poskušala zaščititi eno od župnij v Berlinu.
This sort of goes back, obviously, to long-standing Christian traditions and long-standing Christian relations between the church and the government, that governments tend to respect the sanctity of the church as a room for shelter. And it is not a legal status, but governments have chosen to respect it. At the moment, I believe there are some 2,900 or so cases in Germany, which obviously disappears against the number of asylum applications, which amounts to about a quarter million over the last year. So it is a relatively sort of like it's a fringe phenomenon that goes back to sort of Christian traditions and respecting sort of like Christian institutions.
Deportacije cerkvenih azilantov so bile po letu 2015 redke, vendar je Zvezni urad za migracije in begunce nekatere prošnje za azil tudi po posredovanju cerkve zavrnil. Pomembnejši je primer ruske družine, nastanjene v cerkvi v Spodnji Saški, ki jo je maja lani Zvezni migracijski urad deportiral v Španijo. To je bil prvi primer vdora policije na cerkveno posest po letu 1998. Nekatere deportacije cerkvenih azilantov po ukazu Zveznega urada na koncu niso bile izvedene, naprimer decembra lani, ko so deportacijo Somalca na Finsko z živim zidom policiji onemogočili župljani Bremna. Oblasti so v nekaterih primerih, ko so glede upravičenosti azila niso strinjale, s cerkvijo, duhovnikom in redovnikom izrekale globe zaradi nezakonite nastanitve. Državno nasprotovanje konvenciji cerkvenega azila pa je po poročanju duhovnikov postalo resnejše šele z nastopom sedanje vlade pod vodstvom premijeja Friedricha Merca in njegove krščansko-demokratske unije.
Well, if you believe the people who work for the church, the real sort of pressure that we're witnessing right now on church asylum being cast into the spotlight where people are criticizing it, that has only really started this year with the takeover of the government from the Christian Democrats by the Christian Democrats after the last German election. Obviously, the Christian Democrats have vowed sort of to crack down on illegal migration even more than the previous government has done because of a number of high-profile attacks that were linked to rejected asylum seekers during the German election campaign, and the Christian Democrats sort of focused on build up this sort of law and order campaign around that. So they obviously had to deliver after taking over after the Chancellor Friedrich Merz was inaugurated, and that has often amounted, given that so many things have already been exhausted, so many routes cracking down on illegal migration have been exhausted by the previous government, a lot of it came down to symbols. So one such symbol was stepping up border controls at the EU's internal border, but also closing the border supposedly for asylum seekers, which is a huge taboo and that they broke, even though in practice it's not really proving that efficient. But in the end, the massive pressure on church asylum that we're witnessing right now is a symptom of that. And, you know, the CDU, the Christian Democrats, they argue that church asylum is no longer being used as it was intended to be used.
Argumente protestantske in katoliške cerke proti ukinjanju cerkvenega azila predstavi sogovornik.
The church obviously argues that if the numbers are negligent, and they really are, you know, some 2,000 cases a year versus 250,000 asylum applications a year. So we're seeing, again, it's a very symbolic measure that's taking place here, really showing the German government, showing that it's cracking down on migration and attacking even such institutions that were previously deemed more protected. And yeah, so if you ask the church, that's sort of over the top, and it is putting people at risk who often have a very worthy claim to staying but are being rejected because of this sort of like blanket attempt to reduce illegal migration. So for example, Afghan Christians, if they were returned to Taliban run if they were returned to Sweden, then where the far-right populist Sweden Democrats are sort of in power, Sweden would return them to Afghanistan right away, and Christians are definitely at risk of being killed in Taliban-run Afghanistan at the moment. So this is sort of the argument the church is making.
Nenapisana konvencija cerkvenega azila, ki nima pravne podlage, temveč temelji bolj na tradiciji in družbeni moči cerkve, nekaterim kategorijam beguncev v Nemčiji pa predstavlja zadnjo možnost pobega pred deportacijo. Deportacija prosilcev za azil, kot je zadnja deportacija Afganistanca iz Berlina, napovedujejo konec takšnih konzervativnih ovir za izganjanje tujcev. Offsite je pripravil Matej.